Congratulations.
You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast, with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Wazwaz.
Maysoon, we teased in the last episode that Erin Keaton was going to email us about the show that she's got up, and sure enough, she emailed it in.
Oh, great. That's
okay,
perfect.
So this is from our dear friend of the show, Erin Keaton, says, I had an art show called Like a Rock through SFSU's virtual Martin Wong Gallery.
Oh.
It's still up on Kunstmaestrit. Oh my God. It's still up on Kunstmatrix and will be through January 7th, 2021 at least. You can see it by either going to Martin Wong's Instagram and scrolling backward. So that's at SFSUMWG. Or the cool looking way is to go through Kunstmatrix, which is at tinyurl.com/Y3NH2RUZ, and that's all lowercase letters.
Woo.
Or you can go through Erin's Instagram, okay, and that is at Erin, that's spelled E-R-I-N underscore Keaton, spelled K-E-A-T-O-N.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you don't have Instagram, you can go to https://.
Oh my God, come on, Kate.
/tinyurl.com. Oh no, that's the wrong one. I went.
I don't even know where we are now. I think I'm just completely
go
gotten
to
lost.
Linktree. That's linktr.ee/Erin_Keaton. Thank you so much. Hope you guys are doing great. Okay?
Cool.
Okay, Maysoon. Then you got the affiliate artists are announced at the Headlands. What up with that? Well, but I thought they were canceling that.
What's the last cohort? That's what it says very clearly.
Oh, this is the last ever. Maysoon, you know I can't read an email.
Okay, should we give a little rundown of all the artist names since it's the last group?
Okay, this is the last ones. We have to put all our hope and all our dreams into these artists.
So these are the 2021.
Javier. Oh, okay, let's go back and forth. Let's go back and forth.
Okay, great.
Okay, so Javier Briones.
Alex Arts.
Sholay Asgury.
Beatriz Escobar.
Dohi Lee.
Shara Mays.
Judith Navratil.
Natani Nota.
Sorry to anyone whose name we're pronouncing wrong, and
we're doing our very
apologize.
Best.
Allison O'Daniel. I didn't know she lived in the Bay Area.
Annie Albagli.
Casey Jung. Or possibly Young.
Gobanu Mogadas.
James Sansing.
Nancy Sayabong.
Daniel Southard.
Christine Wang.
Ari Benias.
Vincent Chu.
Tomas Moniz.
Hazel White.
And Shelly Wong.
Congratulations to all of
you guys. We've never listed any Headlands.
I think because this is the last, this is the final cohort for their affiliate program.
This is the final one. Well, we should go back and list every single one they've ever had.
You're right. We should just list every single one.
Okay, we'll do that as a bonus episode.
Bonus episode, just us listing, as saying every affiliate artist who's ever been at the
Headlands. We've been recording at nighttime, and I think it's made me, at least I feel, I'm way weirder at night.
Do you think we're weirder? We always record at night. It's always me. Remember I was coming to you after work?
I don't know. I don't know if it's you. I don't know if you're any weirder, but I feel weirder.
Well, kind of. Okay.
Okay, the lab, they're taking donations for your end of year donations.
End of year,
make
so
a
many
donation.
Places. Yeah.
At the lab. And you can do that by going to thelab.org and click support. Okay, we got an email in from. Okay, hello, congratulations, Pine Tree. I used to dig the movie Mango Kiss. This is referring back to all our lesbian movie talk.
Yeah.
A lesbian slash bondage film set in San Francisco in 2004, but I haven't been able to find this movie anywhere.
Oh.
Rebecca Solnit posted on how movies from the 90s have not stood the test of time. So I hesitated in sharing this one because I have not been able to verify. Oh, okay. Well, all the movies we talked about from... There's lots of problematic shit in probably all the movies we've ever shouted out.
Tons.
Also, even though it is not a San Francisco movie on the subject of lesbian films, there is a movie, Duck Butter. God damn, these movies sound great.
That's a good title.
That does not have a coming out story, and there is controversy surrounding that about whether it is still a queer film. Interesting.
Oh.
That's no need to include any of this or my name.
Oh, shit. I guess we should have read that email in advance. Sorry.
Okay, did you see that KQED totally fucking stepped on our style?
I know. What was that about?
From KQED Public Radio.
Literally, I'm going to say one day after us uploading yet last week's episode where we asked people to send us their favorite Bay Area-based movies, KQED did literally the exact same thing.
Yeah.
From KQED.
And this is shots fired, in my opinion. And that was after I shouted out their podcast by Pindarvis Harshaw.
Uh-oh.
And that was an olive branch to them, and they returned. They saw that olive branch reach out to them. They slapped it out of my hand into a lava flow. And now we are in an all-out war with KQED.
Welcome to Forum. I'm Michael Krasny. As the winter solstice approaches, nights grow long, and you're stuck at home because of the pandemic. This is kind of puzzling in some ways until I realized that right at the top, there was really, I guess the best way to say it is bombing and battles, genocide, colonialism across the globe, and doing bayonet drills and singing all kinds of things from Gilbert and Sullivan and The Wizard of Oz. Quite intriguing to me. Let me bring another caller in, though. Chuck wants to join us from Walnut Creek. Chuck, you're on. Here's another thought, and I want to get your response to this.
I'm the fear addicted, and I get illustrated.
Oh, no.
And you know what that means. You know what that means.
Yeah, it's CPT that and means, KQED. We're going at it, guys.
It means Sarah Hotchkiss, pick a side.
I think Sarah is definitely on our side is the thing.
Sarah Hotchkiss, Rachel Miro, Mina Kim.
Mina Kim, you gotta be on our side.
Julie Deppish. Time to pick a side.
Oh, man. Okay, should we send some letters to these folks telling them they should really...
How can we undercut something that they're trying to do?
Well, they're not all involved in this little program.
Here's what they're like. Okay, and we're going to undercut them, okay? Time for a... Okay. They're like, what internet moments define quarantine culture for you? Was it a TikTok, a favorite versus battle, or building your Animal Crossing world?
Oh, God. That was a good one. Remember when that happened?
I don't know. This is making me feel like remember the 90s.
This is particular. This is specific to the pandemic. Were we talking about specific to the pandemic? No, we weren't.
No. I'm saying we got to undercut this. Okay, people, don't be sending your quarantine memories to KQED. Send them to us, okay?
Wait, but we're not asking for quarantine memories. Why do we
not? I know, but I'm trying to find another thing they're doing where we can undercut them like how they did us dirty.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Thank you. Sorry, it took me so long to get it.
Whatever, I'm over it. That was our rivalry is now resolved because I'm over it.
It's over! You are over!
So So we also got an email in from another listener,
mm-hmm.
friend of the show, and our one and only benefactor of the show, Jim Prosser.
Oh, I think he's maybe the only one who listens.
Jim, if you're also a contributor to KQED, we would like you to stop those sustaining donations immediately.
Either that or just send a really threatening letter to them. That would be really appreciated.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, do that.
You know, just use your status as donor to influence yes. their programming.
Yes. God, I should do that.
Do it,
I
Jim.
Donate to KQED.
I do too. Okay.
God damn it, Maysoon. What are we doing?
I don't know. I did it because I needed to get on to watch a show.
I did it so I could get that emergency kit.
Oh, I didn't even get that. That was dumb.
And because I love Julie Depesh. Okay, Kate and Maysoon, first of all, happy holidays. I hope you're staying safe and well. Three Bay Area movies to add to your list. Zodiac.
Oh, God,
hell
yeah.
Yes.
Ooh, can't do it.
But it's so good with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Okay, I'm going to write it down. I don't like scary movies.
And Jake Gyllenhaal plays a detective cartoonist.
Oh, really?
It's like, yeah, he's an investigator.
How weird.
But he works at the San Francisco Chronicle.
Oh, cool.
I do need to rewatch that. I haven't seen it in a long time. And Jim is reminding us that they fucking broke the Zodiac's motherfucking code thing just this week.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I did. It wasn't the whole, I mean, it was like a piece of the puzzle, right? I don't think they broke the whole code.
No, they did a whole message from him. 51 years later, coded message attributed to Zodiac Killer has been solved.
Wow.
It had long baffled cryptographers. But then when they tell you what the message is, it's like, well, who gives a right. shit about that? It doesn't right. give you a damn clue as to who the damn killer was. Okay, well, for all you true crime fans out there, the Zodiac is a good one. It's not the Zodiac, though, Maysoon. It's just Zodiac. Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, here's a great one. This is a deep cut. Star Trek 4, The Voyage Home. William Shatner chews the scenery as the Enterprise crew wander around mid-80s San Francisco.
What? Are you fucking kidding me?
We gotta watch these. Okay.
Wait, this is a Star Trek Episode 4?
No, the movie.
What is it? The movie.
The okay. Star Trek movie.
Star Trek 4?
Star Trek 4, The Voyage Home. Straight up, okay. Maysoon, I've never seen it.
I don't think I have either. No surprise there.
Okay, we got to watch it and we're going to talk
okay,
about
I'm
it
Okay, I'm excited.
Next
Cute.
Okay, this is the only one we're watching.
I love a Star Trek movie, okay. So I'm into it.
Okay, THX 1138. Remember that?
What?
Like one of the early George Lucas Not at movie all. With what's his name and his bald head? American Graffiti is the more obvious one given the plot setting, but this one is more interesting in that much of it was filmed in the yet-to-be-operational tunnels of the BART system.
Ooh, awesome. Let's definitely watch that one,
oh,
too.
Oh, we gotta watch that. Okay. You gotta be... Are you gonna, like, take some weed?
I'm not gonna take any weed.
Okay. THX 1138. Okay, let's watch that one, too. Okay. We're really doing it. Jim Prosser really
Wait, are we
came
gonna
through.
We have to do it all in one show? In one episode?
I think if we just
like
watch those
kind
two,
of sci-fi.
It's going to be great. It's going to be sci-fi Bay Area blowout week next week. It's going to be the first time we ever actually planned a show.
Oh, my God. The first time in like 4 years.
Okay. And then Jim's last suggestion was Gattaca.
Oh, my God.
Did you ever see Gattaca with Ethan Hawke?
No.
I love this movie. I think it's a really cool movie.
God.
And Jude Law.
Jim, way to come through with the fucking suggestions. That's awesome.
It's like a dystopian future where your DNA defines your entire life trajectory.
Genetics. What can it mean? The ability to perfect the physical and mental characteristics of every unborn child.
Of genetic engineering.
To choose the genes.
You yeah. know? And then Ethan Hawke is like, you can never stop me from being an astronaut. And he gets surgery to get his shins extended.
Oh, so he can be a better astronaut. I think THX 1138 sounds like it's pretty obscure. I've never heard of it in my life. Have you heard? You've heard of it, of course.
Oh, yeah. I used to have it on DVD.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay. What eras, what decades are we talking about for these movies? Are they all different decades? Do we know?
THX is in like the 70s, I want to say.
Okay, I definitely want to watch that.
And then Gattaca is from, I want to say, 1999.
Okay. And then Star Trek IV.
It's from the 80s, apparently. Should we just watch all those three in a sci-fi movie blowout? We're living in a dystopia. Wait,
you want to do it all in one week?
We're living in a dystopia. What can we learn about our future in this crumbling empire?
Okay.
Okay, great. Okay, so listeners, check it out. Oh, by the way, Gattaca Corporate Headquarters in the movie is actually the Marin County Civic Center designed by Frank Lloyd Wright.
Frank Lloyd Wright. Beautiful.
So we're going to watch for next week, sci-fi movie blowout. We're going to watch Star Trek IV, The Voyage Home, THX 1138, and Gattaca. And, of course, Ethan Hawke and Uma were lovers in real life.
Oh, at the same time? I mean, as the movie?
As Gattaca?
Yeah, as the...
I'm not sure. Well, we can do a deep dive and talk all about
that. I'm always intrigued by that when, like, couples get together after being on a set together.
And then if they're having a sex scene, are they truly having
sex? Are they really having sex? Are they truly making out?
I think they were in Eyes Wide Shut with Tom Cruise
and Nicole Kidman
were fully doing it.
Yuck.
Okay. Okay, so that's what we're doing next week. So listeners, watch those three movies.
And if you have anything to add, if you've already seen those movies and you want to send us some feedback
write in all your comments,
critique,
or
anything.
Questions or trivia, and let us know what you have to say about it.
Oh, yeah. That sounds good.
Okay. And listeners, since we're giving you homework.
Do it.
Also, you need to pick a side. Are you on Congratulations Pine Tree side, or are you going to back KQED when the shit really hits the fan? Give us a call. 419-351-6606. You can email us, congratulationspinetree@gmail.com, or you can tweet us at Pine Tree Podcast. Okay, we got an email in from a listener.
Okay.
This is interesting. Okay, I haven't read this yet, so right now you and I are experiencing this for the first time ever.
Okay, great.
At the same time, okay?
I'm kind of nervous.
Okay. This listener says, okay, well, first off, the subject line is institutions behaving badly, ? I had a pretty unfortunate circumstance where I was exploited by an institution, and of course, I lacked a contractual agreement that protected me. I feel reluctant about sharing any names for the obvious reason of not wanting to burn a bridge. They're saying that in quotes, not wanting to burn a bridge, end quotes.
Okay.
But then again, why the fuck should I care about maintaining a relationship after being abused? Good question.
Yeah.
That's my comment. This indeed is the work of a forceful power imbalance that I believe many artists can relate to, a facet of Stockholm Syndrome, if you will. Oh, that's it. That's all they said. They were like, I just want to begin the conversation.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, tell us more.
Listener?
Listener, are you there?
Listener, caller, are you there?
Listener, go ahead, tell us more if you want to share more.
It sounds like they're trying to get, you know, us to give an opinion on whether or not they need to work towards further approval from this institution.
Oh, is it a question? Why should I?
Or no, I don't think it's a question, but it sounds like that's the.
Should I respond to them and say we're definitely open to hearing more about that?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, wow. Of course.
What a teaser for a future possible segment.
There's so many people who would want to talk about this particular topic, don't you think?
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, come on.
I mean,
I don't think anybody who's worked in the art industry doesn't have a story of being treated like shit by some higher up person.
Yeah, probably really any industry, to be quite honest.
Yep. Well, let's think of an industry where everyone is perfectly equitable and ethical. I got nothing.
Every industry I mention or in my brain is like, nope, probably not. I don't think so.
I mean, that's the problem with hierarchy, right? That's why we all need to become anarchists.
Yeah.
To eliminate hierarchy. Okay, Maysoon. Well, I feel like we've already done so much incredible groundwork for next week's episode.
Next week is going to be so amazing.
Yes.
I did have
nothing further for this week's episode.
I did get a text from a listener about our episode last week. that they wanted to just clarify on something. About the COVID shutdown and how that impacts arts organizations and institutions here in the Bay Area. And they clarify that commercial galleries can be open, but nonprofit spaces and museums cannot.
Whoa.
And that is a weird inequity that I don't understand. And this person has been trying to.
That doesn't make any sense. That doesn't
make any
sense.
It's like this whole, like, you know, this whole thing about like the economy, right?
I mean, what would the argument be in favor of that?
That, I don't know. I think that, you know, maybe commercial galleries are looked at as like retail stores where they're selling things and that's their livelihood.
Yeah, and they don't get, they don't get donations or grants.
Mm-hmm. Or something.
Okay. I guess I can, it seems silly to me, but.
I mean, it seems absolutely crazy to me. I don't know. Maybe if you're a gallery, if you're a member or maybe a director or someone who works at a nonprofit / museum space, and if you're someone who works at a commercial space, maybe you can weigh in on this for us. Give us some of your perspective on this as an arts worker. An arts worker. How about that?
If you work at a commercial gallery, or no, a nonprofit.
Well, both.
If you are an art...
I may be interested in both.
If you are any kind of art person with some kind of connection to a building.
Weigh in on this particular rule of our COVID times.
Maysoon, ready for our new segment that we just invented?
Yes.
Let's take a quick look at the artist section of the Bay Area Craigslist page. Okay, did you know there was such a thing?
I didn't. I have never looked at that. That's so interesting. Okay.
Okay. So over here we've got Adrian is offering kiln repair services.
Yeah, they're
kiln broken. Mason, kiln broken. I have almost 20 years of experience fixing electric kilns and other studio equipment. Scut kilns, Paragon, Crest, Toki, etc. I can also help you plan your new studio, find you used equipment, or repair old equipment. Send me an email. That's from Adrian. I'm not going to put a link to that in the underworld. You're just going to have to find it.
Okay, we have another one here in
this SF is my favorite segment.
Community artists, where the subject heading is you pick the subject, I paint it. Okay, so you can get in touch with this artist and say, hey, I want a painting or a picture or a drawing of whatever you want. You know, the door in your hallway, your cat sitting on the step.
Why is everything
the rain outside? Yes. Okay. And this person will go ahead and paint or draw whatever you want this piece of work. So you got commission original piece of art, portrait, caricature, your loved one, pet, home, auto, boat, etc. Color or black and white. Reasonable rates, perfect gift for any occasion. This is great if you have to do holiday shopping. Maybe you have a picture of a loved one you want to have.
How fast can they do it?
Painted. I don't have that. There's not a lot of detail. I don't have a name. You're going to have to email them through the Craigslist platform.
Okay, well, moving on. Here's a male, 26 years old, who's new in California, who's looking for a dancing partner in the Mission District. This sounds more like a dating situation.
Yikes.
He loves dancing, going to bars, exploring the city, karaoke, running, hiking, soccer, art galleries, museums, and just enjoying the simple things in life. If you would like to hang out and make a new friend, just let me know. Hey, man, it's COVID time. You gotta be careful. Uh-uh. You gotta be careful with that.
I'm not into that.
Okay, what do you got, Maysoon?
I say no.
Oh my God! Wait, Maysoon. Tombstone cleaning, affordable pricing.
Wow.
Stockton, California. Will clean the best of my ability, so your loved ones are always shining. What the fuck?
Damn.
Every word of this description is in all caps.
Oh no!
It's very intense.
Oh.
I don't know if I would ever hire someone to clean my loved one's tombstone, although I guess if I cared deeply about it and didn't live in the area, then maybe I would take a swing at that.
Oh, this is great.
Okay, what else you got?
Here's one, Venetian plaster designs.
Okay, great. Love
so it. If you need some designs for your plaster, you maybe you're doing a little home remod something, you can get in mm-hmm. touch with this artist. He's simplifying your home life and style with Venetian plaster designs, murals, and tri-dimensional backgrounds. He does these projects for homes, stores, and staging. His name is Leo. Leo Venetian Plaster Designs, available through Craigslist.
Fantastic. A lot of people looking for models.
There was one who was like a boudoir Christmas photography or video. Don't do that one. That's probably a creeper.
Uh-oh, Maysoon. Do let friend of the show Jimbo know that there is an opening for a bassist in the high school band in Santa Cruz. Oh my God. They have pictures of themselves, hey. Too. And
really?
They look really cool. Yeah, oh they look actually really fucking cool.
Oh my God, they're so cute. I fucking love them.
I used to try to play bass when I was a teenager. Do you think that they'll let me be part of their band?
Maybe. It's cute how they have like their phone number written out and then photographed then sent in email.
They have a guitar, drums, keyboards, and vocals already.
Oh my God, this is fucking awesome.
Santa Cruz.
Some of their influences, if you want to know, if you would fit in, are Nirvana, Mindless Self-Indulgence, Mr. Bungle, Pink Floyd, The Moldy Peaches, Otis Redding, Tyler, the Creator, No Doubt.
They are awesome.
Queen, Butthole Surfer, Screaming Jay Hawkins, The Garden, The Sex Pistols, and
Jesus,
much more,
of course.
That's
a very broad
It's
range.
A really broad range. It's amazing.
Nobody, well, here's
no
the
one
thing,
over than
no
21.
One over 22.
22, yeah. That's appropriate because they're young. You know, you got to keep it within the range here.
Yeah. Okay, Maysoon, I'm done with this segment.
Nope, no more. This is a good segment for us, though. We need more segments.
Was it? I don't think it was a good segment.
I did have someone, a friend of mine, a few people have been listening. A few people I know have been listening to the show lately, which always makes me a little nervous because I'm like, oh, God, what did I say?
Well, don't worry about that because after this episode, they'll stop.
All the worst episode of December. It's okay. No big deal. It's just fine, Kate. Don't be so worried.
Okay, but go on.
Yeah, so I had friends that listened to our last episode and they thought it was hysterical that I was offering to threaten anyone. And I got immediately embarrassed that they'd heard it. I was like, oh, shit. Okay, great. Okay, well, do you need it? And then I did ask if they needed me to talk to anyone.
And
they said no. But, you know, these people, they're employed and don't really have to answer to anyone. So they got it easy.
Well, Maysoon.
Just kidding.
Hey, Maysoon, I've got a quick question.
Sure.
Now, why do they not sell, like, shakers full of the seasoning that's on a Cool Ranch Dorito?
Oh, good question. I bet you that's pretty
easy. There's a get rich quick for you.
Right. It took them what, ages to put the everything, the, you know, the everything bagel,
yeah,
seeds and
that's
stuff
exactly
in a container.
What I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now Cool Maysoon, Ranch is one of my favorite flavors, but only in the Dorito form.
Yeah, Dorito only. Maysoon, if we just shake the dust out of the bottom of a Dorito bag into a little jar, can we get in trouble for that?
If we try to sell it, yes, but maybe if we sell it on the black market, no.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Hey, Maysoon, here's a little cultural moment that I had this week.
Oh.
Katie, research assistant Katie Kondo, and I went out to Alameda. We drove our car out to Alameda. Yesterday night, so that was Sunday night, to go see one of the little road out there that is like the Christmas tree lane.
Oh, yeah.
Where the whole road, every house puts out a bunch of really rockin' winter holiday decorations. Not only Christmas. Some people had Hanukkah decorations. Some people had like non-denominational, just fun lights. Some people had Star Wars.
Oh my God, really? And I love that.
Yeah. And it was, honestly, I think, you know, it's been a lot this year
to
undertake for everyone emotionally. And it made me cry, Maysoon.
Oh, that's really sweet.
See, because there were so many people you had to, like, wait to go drive down. And then there were some people walking on the sidewalk with their little families and stuff, looking at the lights. And it felt like one of the few times since, like, you know, protests and stuff in the summer where I felt, like, together with people.
Oh, you know, that's so nice. Aww.
And I loved that. So if anybody wants to, like, go check out Alameda, I think it's called Christmas Tree Lane or Candy Cane Lane, but just Google it and you'll find.
Yeah.
You'll find where it is.
Pretty quickly, I'm sure.
See it one night. Yeah.
Are you guys doing any decorations, winter decorations?
We are. We're going full on. Wow. I went to the hardware store today and bought a bunch of Christmas lights.
Oh, you did? Oh my God, I love it. I think we might actually.
I'm like, I need it this year.
It's so funny. I know so many people who are like, I am not a Christmas person. I've never been.
Me either.
I can't stand it. And they're like, I got a fucking tree this year and I put some fucking lights on the tree and it's making my day. And I was like, I hear you. We're going to get a tree this week.
Yep.
We've gotten a tree
once. I just
got
to put some lights up and feel festive.
Yeah.
I just need it.
I think we're going to put, like, cat toys on the tree because we don't have any ornaments.
Oh my God.
Maybe we'll hang up some spoons or something.
I love that.
It's going to be a make your own situation.
Thank you to all the listeners that wrote in.
Yeah.
And we will be cherishing you all from the bridge.
To the other bridge.
To the island in between. This has been
Congratulations, Pine Tree.